going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Dylan Gabriel, quarterback from the University of Central Florida for 3 years, from Oklahoma for 2 years, and his final year playing quarterback for the Oregon Ducks, where he lit it up and played really good football. I'm Jeff Phelps. My buddy over here is Andy Baskin. Let's go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. When we want stuff out of Oregon, well, there's nobody better to talk to than the man who's been calling Oregon Ducks athletics since when, Jerry? 1987?
Yeah, 87 was that first lucky year for me.
Congratulations. Jerry Allen joining us, voice of the Ducks. Good to have you with us, Jerry.
Thanks. It's great to be talking to you. There's two reasons. Dylan Gabriel's going to be a Cleveland Brown. And a guy I graduated from high school with was an all-pro defensive tackle for the Browns back in the late 60s, Jerry Shirk.
Gotta like that.
72, yeah. Baby. 72, yeah.
What high school, Jerry?
Grants Pass High School in Southern Oregon.
Very nice. One of my best buddies is from Grants Pass, Oregon, and apparently you know his brother, so that's really good. Like that a lot. Dylan Gabriel was there for 1 year. How good was he at Oregon, and were you surprised he went in the third round?
No, not surprised. Because of what he's accomplished everywhere he's been, he's been successful. And that's, you know, with a little bit of height disadvantage, which, you know, a lot of people want to point to right away. But he worked around it. He found ways to use his disadvantage of height to his advantage. I think he's a very smart football player, great vision, a very calm guy in the pocket. So he doesn't get rattled, and he takes time to see what's out there. And so I watched him do that, only that 1 year at Oregon, watched a lot of film on him before then. And he just has, you know, you call it that it factor. He finds a way to make plays, extend plays. And he has a great, great relationship with his receivers. I mean, one of the first things he did, he got to Oregon late spring, before spring ball. And he needed to build some kind of a relationship with his offense. So he gathers them up, takes him on a 200-mile trip down to Southern Oregon on the Rogue River, a big ranch down there, and spent 3 or 4 days with him just playing football, basketball, getting him all kinds of shirts, shoes, and hats, took him on a big jet boat right down the river, barbecues. He bonded with him, and they came back from that, and they respected him because he didn't come in as I'm the star quarterback. He came in as I need you guys, and he's just that kind of a personality.
I got to tell you, I listened to his interview on the Browns Radio Network after he got drafted on Saturday morning, and I could not have been more impressed. You know, for me, just to be able to see him on the other side of the Ohio State games was one thing. To hear him, I mean, this kid's got his stuff together, doesn't he? I mean, I was blown away. But normally interviews don't blow me away, but I just listened to the interview. I was like, wow, this kid sounds like he's way older than his years.
Yeah, he's got that Polynesian blood, and they are people. I listened to Dylan, and I think Marcus Mariota, and the way he handled the media, the way he handled the fans, and his stature was not me. It was thank you for letting me be in here and my team. And that's kind of what Dylan's like. He he's not there to be the star. He's there to help the guys around him succeed. And so what you heard in that interview is the real guy.
Jerry Allen's joining us. He's the voice of the Oregon Ducks. Over the last handful of years, you have called games that featured Dylan Gabriel at quarterback, Bo Nix, Tyler Shuck, Justin Herbert. Obviously, you got a couple of guys there who have done just fine for themselves in Herbert and Bo Nix. We'll see about Tyler Shuck, and we'll see about Dylan Gabriel. Do you think, having watched Herbert, Nix make that transition to the NFL, that Gabriel can make that transition, Jerry? Do you think he has NFL qualities, or do you think his size is going to be such a disadvantage that he's not going to be able to reach maybe what his potential could be?
Well, you know, size is going to be a little bit of an issue, but he didn't let that be an issue in the Big 10, the Big 12. Everywhere he's been, he's had that disadvantage. He's had big defensive linemen and guys coming at him, and he's had to find throwing lanes. He's had to scramble. So he's already succeeded in finding ways to do what he wants to do. And I think a lot of it has to do with the coaching, especially this last year at Oregon. I think Dan Lanning and his staff really have prepared their quarterbacks and the guys who make it to the next level for what they're going to be facing with the right attitude and the right attributes. And so Justin Herbert's just a freak. He's just really good, and it was fun watching him. And he really didn't get to do what he wanted to do up until the last few games of his senior year because they're trying to protect him. When we saw him in that Rose Bowl against, I think, Wisconsin, he turned loose and he was something special. So I think Dylan Gabriel, given that he's already shown the ability to rise to the occasion in every situation, I think he'll find a way. And a lot will depend on coaching. A lot will depend on the talent that he has around him, the kind of protection he has. But he's been able to do it so far at every level. I really believe he'll be able to do it. As a starting quarterback, I don't know. I'm not going to go there. I'll just be thrilled and happy, and I think he will be too, to make the team and be a part of the success of the Browns.
What did you think when the Browns drafted Shedeur Sanders, and then what did that mean for the battle that he's about to face?
First of all, I was along with everybody else. It's like, wow, how can he still be available? And then when the Browns picked him, I said, oh, wait a minute, could have been anybody else in the NFL. Why do you got to send him to the same place that Gabriel's going to go?
That's funny.
Yeah.
But Dylan would look at it as, yeah, okay, if he's good and he can help us, we'll work together. He's not going to be bothered by the fact that somebody's going to be there competing with him. I think it was good for the Browns to get Shedeur, because if they can mold him, if they can bring him in to the player he could be a special talent, because he is really good. He's just kind of he's a little bigger than life, and great coaching staff and teammates will bring him down a little bit, and we'll see. That's going to be an it.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Interesting battle.
Jerry Allen's joining us. He's the radio voice of the Oregon Ducks and obviously called Dylan Gabriel's games last year. One thing about Dylan at 5'11 that I think, well, this is an interesting stat to go along with a guy who's not very tall in stature. His touchdown to interception ratio wasn't just good at Oregon. It was good every year he played at UCF, at Oklahoma. That to me, Jerry, might be the most telling thing about a guy. You know, if you talk about it, and as you mentioned, you know, he's overcome this at other levels. He doesn't seem to throw the ball away. I mean throw it to the other team.
Yeah, he's not a gambler, which I think speaks to his intelligence of knowing what he has and what he doesn't have. You're not going to see a lot of happy feet back there. Some guys get a little happy, and then they'll launch that ball and wish they didn't. Dylan's pretty calm in the pocket, and it's always surveying the field. I can't tell you how many times he would take off running, and we'd say, okay, he's got blockers in front of him, going to get the first down, and then all of a sudden, he dumps the ball to a tight end or a running back out of the backfield, and they get a big gain. He always is looking downfield. He never gives up. And so I think that's part of what he's been able to do, what I'm not going to say a height limitation, but he knows he's got to create plays and uses his legs and his feet to do it. And he kind of reminds me a little. I know, like I know somebody said, like Tua. Tua is kind of that same body build. He's going to bulky. He can run strong, but his vision and his football intelligence, reading the defense and understanding where everybody is. Not all quarterbacks can do that. Some are really good at it. Some are stronger. Some better throwing the ball. Some are better running. The only thing Dylan Gabriel doesn't have is 2 or 3 more inches.
Jerry Allen's joining us. He's the radio voice of the Oregon Ducks. It's obvious because Dylan's from Hawaii. Marcus Mariota's from Hawaii. Marcus went to Oregon. Dylan ends up at Oregon. But Dylan has talked about how Marcus Mariota has been a big factor in his career and has helped him and kind of his mentor. What do you know about that relationship, and how do you think it helps a guy like Dylan Gabriel?
Well, I think Marcus probably helped a lot of those guys from Hawaii, the Polynesian guys. I mean, they're a tight-knit family. And for Dylan to grow up and watch Marcus handle himself the way he did, I think Dylan probably obviously saw the talent that Marcus had, but then Dylan's pretty sharp cookie, and he's realizing, wow, this guy's a nice person. This guy speaks with respect. This guy's family. And I think some of that plays on guys who are growing up and wanting to be like somebody. If you're watching a guy who's brash and talks a lot and is an all-star and is always out there, I think some young people would go, I want to be like that. But I think Dylan saw Marcus as the kind of person he wanted to be, a Polynesian kid. They've got that respect born in their family. And they're good friends. They talk a lot, and it's really cool to see that connection.
Oregon beat UCLA this year 34-13. The Browns were their second pick, number 33 overall, took a guy that was the leading tackler in that game named Carson Schwesinger, a linebacker. Can you recall anything from that game, and do you remember him standing out on the field?
Yeah, he was all over the place. Yeah. I love guys that can move laterally, keep their eyes ahead, fight off blocks and get to the ball. And he was really good at that. He was a difference maker. I think the Browns would probably use him very effectively. There's some guys when you play teams. I'll be honest. Ohio State had a bunch of those guys. And kudos to the Buckeyes. When they played Oregon in that semi game, they were locked and loaded and ready to go. And Oregon was out of a rhythm, hadn't played football for almost a month, and this could not handle Ohio State. Ohio State's got some of those guys too. But yeah, I think Cleveland. I like their picks. I've always been a Brownie fan going back to the '60s and early '70s when my buddy Jerry Shirk was there. So I always watch and hope that they're going to do well.
Well, we hope you're right. Jerry, how do you think Dylan responds to what looks like a wide-open quarterback competition? You've got Kenny Pickett. You've got Joe Flacco. They're not guaranteed anything. Neither's Dylan. Neither's Shedeur Sanders. I think this is an NFL team that's thinking, please, please, somebody show us that you're better than these other guys and should be the starting quarterback. How does Dylan Gabriel handle that?
Yeah, it'll be interesting because he hasn't had to do that for a while. He hasn't had to compete or fight off guys trying to get a job. He's been the man. So how do you handle, being one of 4 or 5 guys all starting from scratch trying to get to that level? I don't know. That's a great question. I think he has the mindset and the personality to accept the challenge. I mean, he did come into Oregon knowing that he was a new guy replacing Bo Nix. How do I fit in? How do I make it work? And he did it pretty effectively at Oregon. So I think he'll step up and just do what he does, not get too rattled about it or too upset. Just try to make it happen. I'm anxious to see how he does handle it because, again, he hasn't had a really battle for a starting position for a long time.
Jerry, great to have you with us, and thank you for the insight on Dylan Gabriel. We're looking forward to seeing what he can do.
Hey, I appreciate the time to talk about him. He's a good kid. You're going to like him.
Thank you, Jerry.
Thanks, Jerry.
Thanks, guys.
Jerry Allen, the voice of the Oregon Ducks, joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.